Please be seated. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, Lord, as we sing to you, Lord, we are in awe of your greatness, Lord, your majesty and your glory. But Lord, we're also encouraged by your love for us. Lord, our great sins draw out your great grace. Lord, we sing to you because we love you, and we take communion to remember you because we love you. Lord, I just pray that you just prepare our hearts now just to exalt you this morning. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. This is our time in our service when we take bread, or we take and eat bread to remind us of Jesus' body that was broken for us. And we take and drink grape juice to remind us of Jesus' blood that was shed for us. We take communion together to remember Jesus' death, to proclaim his death on our behalf, and we get to meditate and remind ourselves of our desperate need of a Savior, and it helps us eagerly wait his return. The verse we're going to look at this morning to prepare our hearts is 1 Peter 3:18. If you guys could turn there. For Christ also suffered for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring you to God. I have four kids, and I always use my hands to describe this, but God created us so that we'd enjoy them, that we'd be satisfied in them, that we'd have an intimate friendship with them. We're like this. God is one hand, and we're the other hand. But sin came into the world through Adam and Eve, and our friendship is broken. Friendship was broken because of sin. They disobeyed God. But I have good news for you. Jesus loves us so much that he left heaven, came to earth, died on a cross for our sins to bring us back to God. Jesus fixed what was broken. This verse points out four brief great gospel truths. Christ suffered for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring us to God. Christ suffered for sins. He purchased forgiveness for sinners at the cross once for all. Our debt was paid in full by our mediator, Christ Jesus. He finished it. He completely satisfied God's wrath. The righteous for the unrighteous. This is the great exchange. Jesus took our sin, and we got his righteousness. Jesus was our substitute. He suffered God's wrath, the wrath that I deserved, to bring us back to God. Jesus suffered and died for our sins, satisfied God's wrath, paid our debt, took our punishment so that he could bring us back to a right relationship with God. This is true. Jesus suffered and died for our sins. He, the righteous, took our place, the unrighteous, at the cross, paid our debt, suffering God's wrath for our sins, purchasing forgiveness to bring us back to God. If you are here this morning and you believe this, Jesus redeemed me, paid my penalty, then when your heart is ready, go ahead and take communion on your own. If you are here this morning and you would say by your own admission, I don't believe this, then we would ask that you would disallow the bread and the cup to pass you by. But please, talk to the person who brought you, one of the elders, or myself. We would plead with you to ask God to reveal your sinfulness, your broken relationship with God, and your need for Jesus who paid for your sin.